2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
There's desperation and anguish.
More than 80,000 Afghans have since arrived in America, but this story is still unfolding. I'm Andreas Martin. In my new podcast, Stranger Becomes Neighbor, we'll find out what happens to these new arrivals in our communities. Who would help our newest neighbors? Follow us at kslpodcast.com, Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.
KSL News Time 5:45. The three things you need to know this hour first.
Provo and Orem are moving back into the orange or moderate COVID-19 risk level. Health officials say the rate of infection there is much higher than other parts of the state. I'm KSL News Radio's Paul Nelson.
Second, the Alpine School District says despite the move to orange, they're not changing the way school goes. Right now, the district says they're keeping a close eye on their schools in Orem. Third, our biggest traffic trouble spot. We're brought to you by Mountain America Credit Cards. Find your fave.
We do have some slowdowns southbound I-15 going from Murray into Midvale, but by the time you're hitting 90th South in Sandy, speeds open up. And then for Davis County drivers, also a little heavy and slow traffic remaining, Kaysville and Layton. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Cloudy skies and windy conditions here along the Wasatch Front, but sunshine returns tomorrow. I'm Kevin Eubank.
It's 85 in Salt Lake City now. KSL's top national stories from ABC News.
President Trump says more than 200,000 American deaths from COVID-19, but his administration has saved far more lives.
If we had not done it right, you could have 2 million, 2.5 million, or 3 million. But it's a horrible thing. Should have never, ever happened. China let this happen.
And the president today urged the United Nations to hold China responsible for the pandemic. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says Democrats have a deal with Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin on a temporary funding bill to keep the government running through December 11th. Cindy McCain, widow of the late Republican Senator John McCain, is expected to endorse Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden. Lawyers for Dijon Kizzy have released the results of an independent autopsy. Kizzy was fatally shot after an encounter with L.A. Sheriff's deputies.
We seek justice on behalf of the family of Dijon Kizzy.
Authorities say he picked up a pistol, though, before deputies fired. Daria Albinger, ABC News.
Time for the KSL In-Depth. We've now heard from both of Utah's senators regarding the president's decision to nominate a Supreme Court replacement for the late Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg. Mitt Romney held a press call this morning, and Mike Lee talked to Fox News about a half an hour ago. The host, Martha McCallum, asks Lee about a Reuters poll that shows 60% of Americans feel this court vacancy shouldn't be filled till after the presidential election.
Yeah, my first thought there is, as to the poll, the one poll that matters is among U.S. senators, and you are going to have a majority of U.S. senators who believe that we need to fill this vacancy. Look, we've had 29 Supreme Court vacancies arise during presidential election years in the history of our republic. On 10 of those occasions, we had divided government, the president in charge of one party, the Senate under another. 9 out of those 10 cases, the candidate, the nominee, was rejected. 19 times of those 29, there was non-divided government. In an 18 out of 19 of those times, the vacancy was filled. Well, we're following the precedent that has been set and adhered to in most cases where a vacancy arises in a presidential election year. We chose not to confirm Merrick Garland, as was our prerogative. It was divided government. We had a Democratic president. We had a Republican Senate. It was surprising to no one that we did it that way. The Democrats would have done it exactly the same way had the shoe been on the other foot.
So, you know, not to go back too much, but, you know, is there any wish that at that point it had at least gone to the hearing stage so that you Senate Republicans could now say we put it through the process and the vote failed?
No, not at all, Martha. In fact, quite to the contrary. What I said in 2016 was that it would be pointless. It would be a waste of everyone's time, including Merrick Garland, just put him through a hearing when we knew that we weren't going to confirm him. We gave our advice and consent. We performed our advice and consent function by rejecting Merrick Garland. We just chose him not to run him through a hearing process when we knew the outcome at the outset. The person isn't confirmed unless the Senate votes to confirm. We chose not to do that. There's nothing in the Constitution that requires us to hold that vote or even to hold a hearing. And it would have been cruel to do so, knowing that we were going to reject it.
Yeah, that raises an interesting point in the present. Is there an intention to hold a hearing? Will we see hearings in this nomination?
Yes. Yes, we'll see hearings, and they will happen within the next few weeks. I hope, I expect, and will argue vehemently for completing those hearings and completing the vote before Election Day. I think it's imperative that we do so, and I think that's what will happen.
There's Senator Mike Lee on Fox about a half an hour ago. Senator Mitt Romney says he'll vote to confirm President Trump's nominee, provided that it's a good pick. KSL News Time, 5:49. Yeah, 5:49. It's Triple Team Traffic here. We're brought to you by Mountain America Credit Cards. Find your fave. And here's Ricky Meese.
Well, for drivers in Salt Lake County on the Valley Freeways, not bad at all. I-80 has been clear all afternoon, whether you're headed towards Tooele County or into Parley's Canyon. And the heavy and slow traffic we had on southbound I-15, Murray to Midvale, that's already starting to ease. It's still just a little busy. Not quite running at the posted speed limit. Southbound I-15 between the South Interchange and 90th South. The 201 looks really good. Westbound between I-15 and 5600 West. And it looks like we may have a little bit of backup from an earlier crash on 7th East at 7600 South. Michelle?
Well, we have just a little bit of traffic. This is 5600 West between California Avenue, about 3500 Southwest Valley. For drivers in Utah County, looking a little better on Redwood Road, a little slow as you're going through Saratoga Springs. Also still slow for drivers on Pioneer Crossing between I-15 and Redwood Road. Steve?
Well, good speeds on northbound 15 now from Salt Lake City up into Davis County, but we have delays on northbound I-15 at the Layton Parkway up to the Layton Hills Mall. Now, coming back the other way, we have delays on southbound I-15 at the Layton Parkway as well. Southbound 89, a little busy there at 200 North, and good speeds on the West Side Belt and Legacy Parkway so far. Steve Carlson, KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the 9s. Here's the 7-day forecast in Kevin Eubank.
Jeff, plenty of clouds here in northern and central Utah today with some thunderstorms kind of bubbling up across the state. Now, that moisture is moving to the east, so overnight it'll end in Colorado. Skies will clear out with a low of 61. Mostly sunny, smoky, 87 for the high on Wednesday. More smoke around on Thursday with a high of 89. A weak cool front nudges in from the northwest. That'll dry us out and cool us off. We're talking highs only in the 70s, lows in the 50s for the weekend with plenty of sunshine. That trend should stick around through the early part of next week. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Kevin Eubank.
We have 85 breezy degrees in Salt Lake City. KSL News Time, 5:52.
Jeff Kaplan's Afternoon News, only on KSL News Radio.
This is Dr. Tamara Sheffield with Healing for Life. As health caregivers, we want to say thank you for all your efforts to wear masks and to social distance during COVID-19. While our healthcare system's been stressed and stretched, due to the efforts of our community, we've been fortunate in our ability to appropriately care for the numbers of cases coming to our facilities. But now we're in that season that we have yet another virus that we need to prevent, influenza. Influenza and COVID-19 have similar symptoms, such as cough, fever, and chills that can keep you miserable in bed for days. Because of this, we anticipate that people with influenza might have difficulty identifying which virus they've contracted, therefore using important resources dedicated to identifying and combating coronavirus. We don't yet have a vaccine for COVID-19, but we do have one that could prevent the hospitalizations and deaths we see each year from influenza, and now is the time to get one. The CDC has recognized how influenza may add healthcare demands on an already stressed system and has asked that everyone ages 6 months and older get their flu vaccine this fall. At Intermountain, we're providing added clinic hours specifically set aside for anyone to come get their flu vaccine, as well as Saturday drive-up vaccinations. Visit intermountainhealthcare.org/vaccines to find out the times and locations of those clinics. Your local health department and community pharmacies are also great places to get a flu vaccine. Help us help you by getting your flu vaccines so that this influenza season we can continue to have the healthcare resources needed to take care of our community. I'm Dr. Tamara Sheffield with Intermountain Healthcare, and this has been Healing for Life on KSL News Radio.
I know I've told you how much I love my home equity Visa card, the HELOC as it's known, and UCCU is the fastest, easiest, and safest way to access your home's equity.
Right. I mean, a HELOC is a line of credit that you get based on the equity you have in your home. And with UCCU, when you open up a HELOC, you automatically get a HELOC Visa card.
And in our house, of course, we've designated it as the source to do home improvements. Then we pay it down, and when we get ready to do the next project, we just use the HELOC card. It really is slick. And of course, UCCU always provides the lowest rates possible on any HELOC. And at UCCU, every HELOC comes with a HELOC Visa card.
And no closing fees. So whether you're remodeling like Tim, or maybe you're consolidating debt, or you just simply want that line of credit so that you have the peace of mind for a rainy day.
Summer is a great time to use the equity in your home for those much-needed home improvement projects. UCCU's mortgage experts are just waiting to help you lower your rate and monthly payment.
Check out UCCU's HELOC Visa card. Utah Community Credit Union. Love where you bank.
We're watching Utah's Money. One of the country's first casual restaurant chains has filed for bankruptcy. Sizzler blames COVID-19 for the bad luck. They don't plan to close any restaurants as part of the reorganization. KSL Drive's Elon Musk is telling Tesla workers, you gotta up your game. The CEO sent an email to Tesla employees saying they're going to have to hit their delivery targets for the third quarter. Tesla's stock was down more than 5% today. Ralph Lauren is cutting thousands of jobs in order to cut expenses and make ends meet. The company also plans to boost its online business, which is what everybody says, every other business on earth. On Wall Street, it was a nice day on Wall Street. The Dow jumping 140 points to 27,288. The S&P added 34 points. Nice finish for the NASDAQ Composite. It gained 184. KSL News Time 5:56. Time for Cougar Tracks. On Utah's legacy home of the BYU Cougars, KSL News Radio. Here's Mitch Harper.
Governor Gary Herbert's order to move Provo and Orem back to orange moderate level restrictions amidst COVID-19 has a significant impact on BYU football. In response to Governor Herbert's order, BYU Athletics announced on Tuesday that their first two home football games against Troy this Saturday and Louisiana Tech on October 2nd will have no fans in attendance at Lavelle Ridge Stadium. The original plan for Saturday's game was to have 6,000 fans, but that now goes away with Phase Orange back in effect. As for the game itself, BYU and Troy still plan to play, with kickoff set for 8:15 p.m. coming up this weekend. Fans that purchase tickets to the Troy game who are seeking a refund for their tickets can email BYU's ticket office. Head coach Kalani Sitake will share his thoughts on no fans being in attendance for the first two home games tonight on his weekly coaches show beginning at 9 p.m. right here on KSL News Radio. With Cougar Tracks, I'm Mitch Harper on your legacy home of the BYU Cougars, KSL News Radio.
A gun in the face.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
Started 2 years of horror for an American in Venezuela.
They said, you need to give us your phone and get ready because you're coming with us.
I'm Becky Bruce, and I spent a year researching and piecing together Josh and Tammy Holt's story about their ordeal in a notorious prison.
That's when everything started to turn bad. We had another pound on the door. Boom, boom, boom. And there was the police once again.
You can binge all of the episodes of Hope and Darkness on KSLpodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.